Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome to today's devotional. I greet you with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I pray this message finds you well and strengthens your heart today. Today, we are looking at the topic faith that endures. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 36, which says, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised." Let me begin with a story, one that many of us know but may need to hear afresh today. It's the story of Joseph, a story of enduring faith. Joseph, the son of Jacob, had a dream from God, a big one. At 17, he saw visions of greatness. But instead of walking straight into his destiny, what did Joseph face? Rejection, betrayal, slavery, false accusation, imprisonment. 13 years passed between the dream and the palace. 13 long years of pain, setbacks, and silence. Now, let me ask you this. What would you do if your promise from God seemed like it was taking forever? Would you still believe? Would you still trust? Joseph kept believing through the challenges. He didn't give up in the pit. He didn't curse God in the prison. His faith endured. And because of that, the palace opened. Beloved, faith is not just for the good days. Faith is not just for when the bills are paid and the healing has come. Faith is for the waiting room. Faith is for the battle. Faith is for the fire. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It means we believe before we see. We praise before the breakthrough. We trust even when we don't understand. Let me ask you, friend, what are you going through right now that's testing your faith? Is it a delay, a disappointment, a diagnosis? Maybe like Joseph, you've been faithful, but it feels like your life is on pause. Maybe you've prayed, fasted, sown seeds, yet nothing seems to be changing. Hear this loud and clear. Faith that endures is the kind of faith that receives the promise. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." Endurance is the bridge between promise and fulfillment. Can you stay in the process long enough to receive what God has prepared for you? Don't quit now. You're closer than you think. Heaven is watching. Your breakthrough may be just one more praise, one more prayer, one more day of standing in faith. Let's pause here for a moment. Think about the challenges you've faced or are currently facing. Have they shaken your faith or have they deepened it? Do you still believe God can? Do you still believe God will? As you go into today, carry this with you. God is faithful. Even when the road is rough, He's working behind the scenes. Your job? Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Like Joseph, you may not see the promise yet, but God is preparing a palace moment for you. The same God who brought Joseph out of the pit, Daniel out of the lion's den, and the Israelites through the Red Sea, He will bring you through too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this encouraging word. Thank You for reminding us that You are with us through every storm and season. Lord, we pray for enduring faith, the kind that holds on through trials, through silence, through pain. Strengthen every listener today. Let hope rise where doubt once lived. Let peace settle where anxiety tried to reign. Father, guide us through this day. Go ahead of us, walk beside us, and let Your favor speak for us. We choose to believe even when it's hard. We choose to trust You even when we can't see the whole picture. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Beloved, if this devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone today. There's someone out there who needs the reminder to keep believing. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. Go into today with strength, with hope, and with a faith that endures. God bless you richly. See you tomorrow.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.